to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Wow, I love that holiday music.
I love it too.
Really gets you in the mood. Now, our show today is brought to you by the Sapphire Island Birdhouses and Global Sun and Fun Travel. And we're talking about really just going all over the globe and sharing our experiences of some of the travel that we've done. And this Just Got Back show really is a great time for us to do just that, to really sort of share some of the great tourist destinations, activities, and things that people can do, and some of our favorite things, whether you're going as a couple, whether you're going as a family. I mean, I think some of the places we've talked about are really good for really any type of travel. And, of course, those guide trips if they want to go fishing. Vicki really, explained a lot of really great things to do there in the South Carolina Old 96 District. And those girlfriend getaways, I mean, that's always good.
Oh, yeah.
Honeymoons and getting married in Hawaii. So a lot of great choices for our listeners.
And, Nita, though we love to travel, we don't just want to do it for us. We want to share it with our listeners. We want to take them with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, with the recent passing of Nelson Mandela, I really started reminiscing about some of my travels to South Africa. Now, Ida, you and I, we've been in the travel industry for a really long time, and we both were very blessed and very fortunate to work for major airlines, and we've seen a lot of change in this travel industry, and, things gone from, airline mergers when there are lots of airlines out there to now, you're just, every day you're finding airlines that are still merging.
Exactly.
To, the travel agents with their brick and mortar kind of, setups to online booking, to security checks.
The home-based ones.
Right, the home-based ones now. Mm-hmm. And certainly with the security now at the airport, I remember when my father used to walk me all the way to the gate and carry my suitcase, for me, and he'd wait and see the planes off. And that's, just not at all an opportunity
for
anyone.
Those were the good old days.
To do that. Those were definitely the good old days. And even with the hotels, I mean, vacation rentals now are becoming much more popular than people staying in hotels. Mm-hmm. And of course, deregulation really, sort of set off a lot of change as well. But when I think about really destinations where I personally have seen a lot of change, I will say that South Africa is one of those places where I've seen a lot of change from when I first started flying there with Pan Am. Because during apartheid, when we would fly there, we flew into Johannesburg. And as an African-American flight attendant, I mean, there were limits on some of the things that I could do, some of the places where I could go and some of the experiences that I could have there in Johannesburg, and we also fondly called Joburg. Yeah. But so as a as an African American, you could feel some of the discriminations and some of the limitations that that the local people were having there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there would be things like certain restaurants that we didn't feel comfortable eating in because of more of the local people instead of tourists were frequenting those restaurants, usually the ones that offered dinner. And you could just feel that, it was not quite as accepted to have even, African-Americans, although we were not, black Africans, there. As a matter of fact, we would usually just choose to eat in the coffee shops as opposed to, just really going to the larger restaurants. And at one time, they would have black and whites on different floors there in the hotel. And some of the black African flight attendants were actually not allowed to actually stay or come into South Africa. They would have to get off at one of the stops where we would transit prior to going to South Africa. But with the release of Mandela from prison and the abolishment of apartheid, things really quickly changed there in South Africa. And now South Africa has become really a very popular tourist destination, and in particular for African Americans, which is really kind of interesting because I'm sure you get this a lot because I know you've shared with me, you've had some clients to go to South Africa, that's really the popular destination for most African Americans is to, if they have a choice, they're usually really interested in going to South
Africa.
Definitely.
And Anita, we've talked about this a lot over the years because when you were working for your major carrier going to South Africa, the domestic company that I worked with, I didn't have those experiences and I always just learned so much hearing your stories about what would happen when you were there in South Africa. And you're absolutely right. No place that I can think of has made more changes and more strides. than South Africa.
And especially around travel, because during the time when I was working as a flight attendant and traveling there during apartheid, you certainly saw, you know, just a limited group of people that would travel, usually more Europeans, mm-hmm. Because most, a lot of Americans, black or white, you know, were in sort of in protest of the apartheid, you know, regime that was there at that time and really chose not to travel there. But now, I mean, there's so many wonderful places to go. And Cape Town is one of my favorite places there in South Africa.
Know.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city.
I've been there twice, and I compare Cape Town to San Francisco. It visually reminds me of San Francisco in its beauty. The landscape is just amazing, and it's just a great cosmopolitan city. And, of course, I only got to see it post-apartheid, mm-hmm. but I'm sure that even when you were going, it was beautiful then, except very limited for you.
Well, actually, during the time when I was going and I was flying there during the apartheid, I was more in Johannesburg, so I wasn't in Cape Town. But yes, even in Cape Town, you can see a very distinct difference in Johannesburg now from the time with apartheid, because unfortunately, with the ending of apartheid, there was quite a bit of violence and destruction of some of the city buildings and things like that. So Johannesburg itself also looked quite different, you know, after the end of that. But now, I mean, there's so many great places that you can recommend for, you know, for clients to go to and for our listeners to go to. Kruger National Park, you know, if you're interested in safaris and seeing wildlife, it's just, I mean, an amazing, amazing safaris you can take going to those places. And
exactly.
We mentioned Cape Town. You said you've been to Cape Town.
Oh, yeah. And I have several groups. In fact, I have a big group going next year. And they specifically wanted Cape Town because they wanted to go to Robben Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that now that Mr. Mandela is no longer with us, that destination will become even more popular than it is right now.
I mean, South Africa, it's a great place. It's really the heartbeat of Africa, mm-hmm. as far as resources, location. And it does a very, very good job of integrating nature with tourism.
Yes.
Some of the most unique and expensive and out of the way resorts are you find in South Africa, and particularly at the wildlife parks.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
oh,
I
yes.
say it's the places that have few people that are pristine. That is going to be the hardest thing to find.
And what people will be looking for.
Right. And if you look mm-hmm. at people who have a lot of money, particularly billionaires, and you ask why they're buying, or why is Ted Turner buying all this land in Montana, or why is the guy who's the head of Cisco buying land in Hawaii? Because they know you may have it now, they know in the future it won't be there or to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
And so places like that that we have here in the state of Georgia, whether it's Sapelo Island, these other islands, we need to treasure that. And South Africa has done a great job of treasuring some of their national treasures, because they will be harder to find in the future.
Well, just that drive down from Cape Town, if we stay just in that Cape Town area, because in my opinion, that is really where a lot of the beauty in South Africa lies, is in that area. It's just so awe-inspiring that you'll just see that, you know, South Africa is just really a very, very special place.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, driving down the garden route to an area called Knysna, I mean, you can get great seafood there. There's whale watching in an area called Humanus, which is about 35 to 40 minutes drive from Cape Town. And it's known to be really one of the best land-based whale-watching destinations in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And each time that I've gone to South Africa, and I've been fortunate that I have some friends who live there, we have gone to this restaurant that you are literally sitting almost out in the ocean. I mean, you can feel the waves splash. It splashes there coming in. And I can just only imagine sitting there watching, you know, the whales. And that's usually around the mid-September area. And I would really encourage our listeners, if they are interested at all in doing whale watching, seeing, you know, this area of Africa, that's mm-hmm. a really great time to go. And there's Mossel Bay, and there's really Kirschenbach National Botanical Gardens, if you're into gardens, is really beautiful. They have a really nice display of Shona art by some of the Zimbabwe artists. So it's mm-hmm. just so much that you can do in that area.
Oh, and there's a big Wineland area for the wines.
Yeah,
South
tremendous.
African wines are just, delicious.
As well as South African cuisine. You're seeing more and more of it with lamb, rich game,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of fruit, things like apricots and things like that are coming forth. So it's also, again, going to be a big change in the culinary world.
Well, it's really a great place to go for all of those things. So that's our Just Got Back, you know, for South Africa for sure. And Now, as we wrap up the show, because we're coming down kind of on the end of our time here, this has been a really great show, and I'd like to thank our listeners again for, you know, joining us today, and really wish everyone a very, very happy holiday season, very safe while you're out there, whether you're driving to meet family or you have family coming to meet you, or you're flying or taking the train or bus or all kinds of modes of transportation out there, not just flying, although we seem to talk about flying a lot, because that's kind of in our blood. But please be safe out there, because we want everyone to have a really happy holiday season. And come back and join us again when we talk about another destination.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And happy birthday, Anita.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up too. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. See you in 2 weeks.